From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska, this is The Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, hosting from the KVRF 89.5 FM studios here in the Matsu Valley, Palmer, Alaska. And it is a blustery 75 degrees here in the middle of July, and it is summer in Alaska. And on the line, we have calling in the host of the Side Vibe, Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
Hi, Robert. It's going pretty good here. It's going pretty good. We do have some finally a little break in the humidity, and it's a little bit cooler here, too, than normal for July, but I'll take it, and so will the Huskies.
There you go. How is your summer coming out in terms of weather? I understood that there's supposed to be one of those polar vortexes coming down your way, at least in the upper Midwest. Did you guys see some cold temperatures this month?
We did. We actually, the other day, dipped down to about 77 degrees. My mom, who just turned 93 on July 9th, usually that is record-breaking heat, usually in the, like, high 90s and humidity, and it was about 80-some-odd degrees that day, and the next day we dropped down to 77, and that's kind of unheard of around here for July. So we did get a little bit of the effect from that polar vortex.
93?
Yes.
Wow. That congratulations to your mom.
Thank
Is she
you.
Still healthy and happy?
She has severe arthritis, and, you know, she needs assistance to get around, but she is just sharp and funny and, you know, loves the Huskies when I bring them over, and I'm really blessed to have her.
Wow, that is so cool. We're waiting for our guest to call in. Can you share a story about your mom? You know, I know this is kind of off the cuff, but tell us a little bit about her. You've got to be awfully proud of her, 93 years old and still living life to the fullest. What a way to live. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's great. She has lots of stories that, you know, she tells us, and, you know, during the war, she wanted to go do her part and fight, and, you know, my dad was in the Big Red One in the U.S. Army, and he told her, no, you can work on the home, you know, do something on the home front. So she wound up working for a, up here in, up in Watervliet in an arsenal. She also had a great love of animals. I post pictures of her often where she just, we rescued a lot of animals. Anyone who didn't want their dog anymore always came to our house. And between her and my dad, we welcomed in hundreds of animals over the years, from dogs, cats, horses. We rehabilitated a baby fox whose mother was killed on the road. We had a baby bull, 77 baby chicks. I mean, we had
wow.
It all. So I grew up with animals, and I was blessed because my mom and my dad both really passed that love on to us. But she loves her animals, and she can't have any herself because she can't take care of them right now. But she loves it when I bring over, bring the Huskies over to visit, and, you know, she has a soft spot for wolf.
Did you guys grow up in that part of New York when you were a kid, or was it someplace else?
I actually grew up in Queens, so I'm more of a city girl.
Oh, okay.
My dad was he was born in upstate Cohoes, New York, and then he was a cowboy out in Montana in his youth, and he broke in wild mules. So my dad had the love of the country. So when I was about, I think we moved up here when I was about 11, he decided he wanted property, he wanted horses, and he wanted to move his family up to the country, and that's what we did.
Very cool. Well, congratulations to your mom. I hope she sees many more. And share that love with her, with those five sides if you can. I'm sure every one of them has a favorite, and you said hers was Wolf. So
Wolf,
how are the
yeah.
dogs doing? Are they doing okay?
Yes, I actually just posted a video of Gibson. You know, he's been under rehabilitation since December, and we were doing pretty good, and then he took a little couple steps back where, you know, I had extended the laser out while he was getting some rehab walking, and I think it was just a little too much too soon. And I just posted a video today because he popped up and he's doing some of his Gibby hip hopping, and he seems very happy. So I'm hoping that we're back on path again to get him stronger. And we're hanging in there. They're doing good. Wolf may possibly need his other CCL done, but we kind of expected that because usually when they do blow one, within usually a year or so, the other one goes. And I'm getting some little sneaky telltale signs that I think he may wind up with the second surgery on that other leg. So he'll be going in to get some testing. But other than that, they're doing pretty good, just kind of being lazy in the heat.
Well, you know, I would like to share a story, if we could, Dorothy. We're waiting for our guest to call in. This does happen sometime, folks. So if you're listening and you don't hear what we're supposed to be talking about, we're just waiting for our guest to call in. You know, a couple of months ago, we had probably one of the most touching stories in the history of Dog Works Radio when we had on Jim talking about Malachi. And I know folks that follow him on Facebook probably know what has transpired since then, but on July 4th, Malachi passed away. Can you share a little bit about what you know about Jim and Malachi from what you've gathered from our show and the talks that you've had? Just a little bit of a tribute, if we could, to that wonderful family and that wonderful little dog.
They certainly are wonderful, and Malachi is everyone who follows his page, which, by the way, the family has received a lot of requests to continue Malachi Southard's page. It's a community page, and they are going to, and they're going to continue sharing photos from Malachi's past, from when he was younger and his walk. So they are going to be keeping, you know, that dog's wonderful zest for life and memory alive via that. You know, Malachi had the best smile I think I've ever seen on a dog, and anyone who looks at his page knew. And he had, not only was he an epi dog with canine epilepsy, he battled the seizure monster. He had several other health issues too, and, you know, they do talk about it on the page there. But of late, they took him in to get his checkup, and he was given up to 4 months to live. They found out there was cancer, and it was wrapped around his aorta. They knew that this was coming, but, you know, this dog lived life to its fullest, loved to go on walks with his papa and his mama. That's what Jim and Mita were referred to, and right up until the end. And he laid down between the two of them that night, and he went to sleep. And that is the way we all hope and pray that it happens for our pets. But, you know, their family has touched our lives so much, and it's very hard to talk about it without choking up. But, you know, and I think we all see something of our own in each other, so I think we relate to it on that pet parent level. But, you know, through the social media, we really do get to know each other, and we share in the lives, and we share in the illnesses, and when they get better. And he just touched so many people, and, you know, the way they share his stories and their spirit is wonderful, and they're going to keep his spirit alive by, you know, and I think, you know, if Malachi could talk, he would say it, and he's smiling north of that rainbow bridge, because that dog that was a dog who loved life right up until his last breath. And he truly was, I think, a miracle dog and a great inspiration to anyone who has a dog.
You know, it was such a touching story on that show from the very beginning. You know, I was sitting there crying right along with you guys, just hearing how he came about and how he pretty much saved their lives in the early days. What was her name again?
Mito.
Mito. Yes.
Yes. And he actually, she had, as I recall, she was wheelchair bound, and he was her inspiration to get better. And when she had the days where she could not get up, Malachi was her encouragement. So this dog was such an integral part of their lives. He actually helped her to get better. He was very, very close with Jim. And, you know, if people do go to the Dog Works Radio website and look up the show, I think it's such a touching show, to hear the story of how a dog can touch and influence our lives. And, this dog was very blessed to have them, and I know they feel the same to have him. So it was very sad when he went, even though we all knew it was coming, just this big smile that he always had that was always on the page. It was just great to see. And, he went through water therapy, and they really they were two wonderful parents. They did everything to make his life comfortable as they could, and they did.
You know, a little bit of advice here for our listeners, Dorothy. Again, waiting for our guest to call in, and I hope she does, because we got a heck of a show. We're playing
sure
music and the whole nine yards. But a little advice here. I know you talk a lot to a lot of folks, and you have a very wide-reaching page, your news and reviews page, and you talk to a lot of folks on there with folks that have health problems with their pets.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give for folks that come to that time where the dog is he or she's ready to pass or has passed? What type of advice do you give to folks, whether they're in that grieving process or about ready to enter it?
That's really it's such a personal thing that I think everybody approaches it very differently. Having gone through that with my own, it's very hard, because it's hard when, especially if you have one that you're tending to that maybe toward the end had health ailments, or you're assisting them a lot in the end, whether it's, helping them walk or tending to them with medicine. So your day really becomes very intertwined with theirs. So you feel a really great loss. Not that it's any greater or lesser than anybody who loses one, but it just is the way, you all of a sudden you're lost. Not only did you lose your best friend, but your whole day was wrapped around this, and it's a really deep, profound loss. And for me, of course, because I'm into photos and video, I find creating some type of, keepsake or memorial helps. It's very difficult because it is very sad, especially when it is so fresh. But on the other hand, it's good to look back and seeing the younger days and the great life the dog has. It kind of helps even out the sadness a little bit, because you're looking at this wonderful life that this dog had, and I think it's good to focus on the positive and see what a great life the dog had. And sometimes making some type of shadow box using the dog's collar or tags and photos, or a slideshow. We see a lot of folks who put a slideshow together right away from when the dog either was a puppy or first came into their lives, and, set it to music, and I think that becomes a very special keepsake as well. There are things that people do like that. And to keep the dog close, some people feel they need to not have anything around, where others want to keep some specific things of the dog around as a memento. So it really is a very personal thing, and I don't believe there is any correct way or wrong way. I think that I think today I do see a lot of people doing a lot of tributes and keeping that dog's spirit memory alive.
Right. It is such a tough thing. And, we have 38 dogs in our kennel. For folks that don't know, I'm a musher up here in Alaska, and every one of those guys are my buddy. And we all know that they can only be with us for such a short amount of time. And, I don't necessarily dread the day that a lot of these guys are going to pass, because I do hold them in such high regard and plan to tribute them as much as I can. But, man, it's going to be tough as I deal with that 38 times over. And hopefully, as we continue, more puppies coming up, you know, and passing on and so forth and coming in and coming out. It's going to be a tough road, but, you know, that's something we all have to prepare for as pets, whether it's that gerbil that we have in third grade or or the flock of sled dogs in the yard. It's something that we have to deal with, and I just want to be able to share those stories if we can.
I think so, too, and I think it's important that we do talk about when they do journey over the Rainbow Bridge, because I see such an amazing support out there, and again, I think this is where the social media really has a huge effect, because the outpouring of you know, sympathies that come through and people, and again, I say, I think they feel it right on their own pet level. I think we all tend to go back and give our own dogs a big hug when we lose a friend, and that really is what they have become through the social media. And you also, I just wanted to hit on what you said, and just to sidebar for a second, I think Nancy's time was off, so hopefully she'll be calling in soon. I got a message because she is calling from a different time zone, so hopefully she'll be dialing in soon. But you had mentioned puppies, and some people can't do that right away, and some people do, and you know, I think overall at some point to welcome in another dog is probably the best tribute we can get to the one that we lost, because we open up our heart and home to get another dog, and there's always more dogs waiting for a home and for love, and you know, again, I like to mention the rescues, you know, they're out there and they're waiting for families, so you know, sometimes we never can replace them, they're always there. You know, I lost my Chelsea 8 years ago, and I still am not over it, but, you know, I went on and definitely have more. And, you know, the heart's an amazing thing. It's big, and it can love 5. It can love 36. And, you know, I think it's always good to keep the heart open and hopefully when the time is right for that person that's lost their pet to welcome in another.
Well, I believe our guest has called in, Nancy. I'm going to pull her up right now. Nancy, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Well, thank
Hi,
you
Nancy.
Very much. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to jump right into our show here, since we're already about 15 minutes into our hour show, and I have to cut us right off at 5 because I'm in the studio here today, Dorothy. So I have to cut us a little short, if that's okay.
Okay, we can do it, no problem.
All right. So if we can. That's okay. If we can introduce Nancy to our listeners, then we'll jump right in.
Okay. Today, our guest is award-winning songstress, also known as the dog singer, Nancy Simmons. Nancy has completed over 110 purebred dog songs to date, which she says are designed to celebrate and honor our canine companions. The series of dog song CDs, also which she refers to as litters, is put out through her Musical Tales label, with her 10th litter, or CD, was released in 2009. These wonderful songs are available to download from iTunes.com or for purchase through her website store. Nancy was born in London, Ontario, and began pursuing her singer-songwriter career in the early 70s. She worked briefly with Leonard Cohen in Nashville and then began performing at festivals and clubs throughout Ontario, opening concerts at Massey Hall for Chris de Burgh and J.J. Cale. She made appearances on many of the current day's TV shows, performed in the movie Silent Partner, and eventually signed a publishing deal with Chapel Music Canada in the early 80s. Nancy was an original member of Prairie Oyster while continuing to maintain her performing act, the Nancy Simmons Band. Moving to California in 1986, Nancy became involved in animal rescue as well as maintaining her writing and producing career. Her songs have been covered by many renowned singers, including Melissa Manchester, Ricky Van Shelton, Rosemary Butler, and Alana Miles, to name just a few. After having a successful music career for more than 35 years, Nancy says focusing on songs about dogs became an adventure for her. She began composing dog breed songs in the early 1990s after discovering that no similar music existed. She says she began writing about the popular breeds, loving the process of learning the history of each dog, its terrain, the purpose for which it was bred, and then in many cases, she says she tried to study the music that came from the country of the dog's origin. So far, Nancy has completed songs for breeds such as the Siberian Husky, Alaskan Malamute, German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, Labrador Retriever, Pug, the Dachshund, the Poodle, Shih Tzu, Swedish Valhund, and the Rhodesian Ridgeback, Norwegian Elkhound, Greyhound, Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever, and many others, including the dog's ancestor, the wolf. Today throughout the show, we'll have the pleasure of sharing three of Nancy's songs, Siberian Husky, of course, Alaskan Malamute, and Wolf, so get ready to turn up your volume. Nancy says that one of her greatest rewards of producing these songs has been seeing the reaction from pet owners as they listen to the lyrics describing their pet's breed. A longtime pet owner herself, she says, "What I get through writing the songs, I get back many times over in smiles." She also feels that these songs help pet owners celebrate and appreciate their four-legged friends. In 2010, Nancy and songwriting partner Alana Miles won the USA Songwriting Contest. Alana, as many listeners may know from her international hit Black Velvet, which is one of my favorite songs, Nancy also in 2012 released a new CD of her own music, Tortilla Flats. You can check out Nancy's website at www.nancysimmons, and that's SIMMONDS.com, and see the entire catalog of Nancy's dog songs on the Musical Tales record label site at www.musicaltales, and that's TAILS.com. You can also follow her on the Musical Tales Facebook page. Now, what I'd like to do before I welcome Nancy into the show, I'd like to actually kick off the show with her song all about our very special and favorite breed, the Siberian Husky. I love it. I'm so pleased to welcome to the Sci-Vibe Nancy Simmons. Hi, Nancy. We're so thrilled to have you on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed the first 15 minutes.
That's okay. Sometimes the time difference, because we're calling from all over. Robert's in Alaska. I'm in New York, and I think you're calling in from California?
Yes, I am, yes.
That's a fantastic song. I absolutely love it, and I want listeners to know that they can purchase it over on iTunes, and for Five Sides fans, they can also hear a clip of it featured in one of my little short videos titled Snow Dog Band of the Five Sides Having a Blast over on our YouTube channel that Nancy was great enough to let me use it on, and we're going to get back to talking about this awesome song and after we chat for a little bit about your start in the music field. Can you tell us a little bit about your beginnings in music, when you first became interested in singing, and maybe a little bit about who your early inspirations were?
Well, I mean, I started very young on piano at 7, so that really gave me all the musical background, and began writing, you know, folk songs, which was sort of the hip thing to do then. And then I evolved into different bands and country swing bands and hard rock. My own band was a hard rock band. And I lived in Toronto, Canada at the time, and it was a great place to be learning different styles of music because it seemed to all be there. So all of that helped me when I finally got around to writing the dog songs. I had experienced many, many kinds of music already.
Now, I admire artists and the ability to not only write and record but perform in front of a live audience. What is that like, and do you feel more energized when performing live, or, you know, what is your favorite way of performing?
Well, I don't perform anymore. Now I just write. But when I was performing, I loved it, particularly in a band, because then you're working off of the other instruments and other people's energy, and it's a great experience.
Now, when did you begin actually writing songs? How did that come about?
Well, I wrote my first one, I think, at 15, and, of course, it was about a dog and a little crippled boy who went to save him in the ocean. They both drowned.
Oh.
But that's, I guess that's being 15. And then I had been traveling in Europe for a while, and I didn't have any sheet music, which we used sheet music a lot back then. So I started inventing my own songs to sing.
That's
amazing. And eventually I discovered that there was actually a whole world of singer-songwriters out there.
Both Robert and I are avid music fans, right, Robert? I mean, we talk about a lot. We our dogs' names. I mean, I have a Gibson because of the Gibson Les Paul.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and Chloe from Zakk Wylde. I mean, she's Chloe Van Wilde. So we have a Wolfgang. So, and I know same thing with Robert. You've had an Axel.
So. Oh yes, yeah. We've had the gamut for sure.
Now, Nancy, you've written songs for some pretty well-known artists, and I have to say Alana Miles was definitely one of my favorites in the early 90s for Black Velvet. And it's funny because my daughter remembers, because I used to always, this is dating, but I had the cassette, and I would put it in my car.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are probably going, what's a cassette?
Yes.
And it's still actually in my collection. I have it in my iTunes rotation. And
yes,
she has performed.
Great album.
Oh, it really is. And she has performed your songs together. You both won the USA Songwriting Contest for your song Give Me Love.
Yes.
And can you talk a little bit about writing solo versus writing with a partner?
Solo, I just get into my own space. That's, you know, I just get focused on one thing. But when I started to write with other songwriters, and usually they were friends, or people that performed in the same area as myself, it just really became fun to exchange ideas and put ideas on the table and try everything to see what worked and throw out the rest. And it's a great experience to co-write.
Now, you originally lived in Canada, and then you moved to California, where you said you worked in animal rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about how you became involved in rescue and the type of work that you did, or if you still do it?
Well, when I first arrived here, I hooked up with an old friend who had lived in Toronto, and she was in Carpinteria, California, involved in greyhound rescue. And this was in the late 80s. This was really the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Of greyhound rescue. And, you know, I just was a volunteer, and we were pretty much transporting dogs from one place to another or keeping them at the house and assessing them and getting them homes locally, going to shelters and getting them out. And, you know, greyhounds were, they were in a lot of trouble back then, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually have a friend who wound up, she actually took in three, mm-hmm. And it was probably a little bit later, probably in the 90s, but you're right, very much so.
Yeah.
What is it about the rescue work that, you know, that you enjoy or that fulfills you?
I think it's when you take an animal in and it's frightened, it could be malnourished, it could be sick, and winning over the trust and finding the perfect home for it. And
mm-hmm.
we always found the perfect homes and kept in touch with people, and that was really satisfying.
I can imagine. I mean, I know now rescue, of course, you know, when even before I got my huskies, you know, I wasn't aware of rescues. We would go to our local SPCA and adopt dogs. And I think it's great now with the social media. It really helps give these rescues a boost. And I know both Robert and I always try to help promote the rescues.
Yeah.
Now, are you still involved in rescue? Do you have any pets of your own?
I'm not really involved in rescue now. After many years, sometimes you burn out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just gets it's emotional, for sure.
It is.
It takes a lot out of you. And so, and I did burn out, and I needed a break. But I've had so many rescue animals myself, but I'm down to my 11-year-old pit bull and my 6-year-old Brussels Griffon.
Wow. Now, for those of you who might just be turning in, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're chatting with award-winning singer-songwriter Nancy Simmons, who, in addition to her traditional music, is also known as the dog singer of more than 101 songs about our canine companions, featuring wonderful lyrics that paint beautiful lyrically pictures of many breeds of dogs that you can check out on her Musical Tales record label at musicaltales.com. You can also follow her on the Musical Tales Facebook page as well as on her website, www.nancysimmons, and that's SIMMONDS.com. I will also be sharing her info over on my Five Sides blog at fivesides.blogspot.com and over on our Five Sides Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook. And always you can check here on dogworksradio.com under the Side Vibe for her show. Now, Nancy, did your rescue work influence your decision to – now, I know you had – of course, in your youth, you wrote about the dog. But did working in the rescue actually really – was that what prompted you to actually start writing the dog songs? And if so, how? And what was the first breed that you wrote about?
No, it wasn't really rescue. My friend was involved with the AKC, and I met so many people and so many different breeds of dogs through her and through the local club. And since I had left Toronto and I wasn't performing, I really needed an outlet for my music. I really couldn't live without doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to her one day, "Do you think people would like to hear a song about their breed of dog?" And she said, "I think it's a great idea." So the first one I wrote was the Airedale, because she had Airedales.
Okay.
And after that, I just kind of went through, you know, the people in the club, their dogs, almost like giving them a gift and saying, "Do you like it?" And once it started to grow and was fun, then I went after the top 50, you know, first. And, you know what I mean, the most common
mm-hmm.
dog. And it just kept growing from there. I think I'm up to 118 now.
Wow, that's me. I can remember it was probably over a year ago, and I don't even remember how I stumbled across your album. I think on a fellow blogger site someone had mentioned it, and I'm telling you, I thought it was a gold mine. I was playing it, and I was just tickled pink, and I'm so thrilled that we have this show, because I thought of you. I'm like, oh, I have to get you on, because I think I've worn out my iTunes Siberian Husky, because I love it. So I was just really tickled pink that I'm like, these are beautiful, and I think all dog owners would absolutely love it. And I hope everybody runs over to iTunes to go find their breed and give it a listen. I know they're going to be thrilled. Now, what will be the next song that you think you're going to write, or do you already know?
I have it. It's just I'm ready to put the vocals on, as we say, and it's the Belgian Tavern.
Oh, I have a contact through our pages, and she's going to love to hear this. So when we get off, I'm going to make sure that she knows that. They're beautiful. I actually, when I saw her dog's picture, I've fallen in love with the breed. I certainly have.
Yeah, they're very beautiful.
Oh, they certainly are.
It'll probably be a month or so. And I also will do a video with it because I've taken a lot of footage of the Taverns.
Oh, well, I think you need to do a Siberian Husky video. We can get you footage.
I don't know anyone with one here.
Robert, we can get her some action shots. What do you think?
We can definitely get some mushing shots for sure.
Yeah, I can hear everybody out there going, yes, we want a Siberian Husky video.
I could make the video just to photographs.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
I love
show,
making
sure.
the videos.
Oh, that would be great. I would love it. I promise I will put it up on my site, front and center.
Okay.
Now, at the start of the show, we heard that fantastic song about our particular favorite breed, and it was aptly titled Siberian Husky. And when and why did you select the Siberian Husky to write and sing about when you did? Because it was like 2009, is that right?
Was it? I probably wrote it before then. It took me a long time to get everything released. When I started writing these songs, CDs didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually putting them on cassettes. And I put them away for quite a while because I just couldn't keep up with, manufacturing them. So when I finally did get back to bringing songs out again, they were in CD form. And now I can't remember where I'm going.
probably about when you decided to do the Siberian Husky song.
Oh, yeah, so I think I did the Siberian Husky in the early 90s. And it would have been in the top 50.
Okay.
But I've been around Huskies a lot in Canada, and, I love them. And so some of the breeds are easier to write than the others. And this was a really enjoyable breed for me because I did know the breed.
Now, I just want to share some of the lyrics, with the folks. And it's rev me up, I'm ready, wake the pups, now move out steady. Take it easy, we've got the night, take your time and do it right. We've got the power, we don't take a chance, never say never, we can go the distance. I'm a husky dog, king of the snow, which plays in my head because I hear it. That's how much I play it. I rev me up, hey, let's go. If you're lost in the Arctic haze, I can lead you back to where you're safe. In Siberia, we are the best, more determined than all the rest. Hitch me up, I'm the lead dog, running all the way to the Iditarod. And I'm giving a nod over here to Robert because he has Pima in Eke. I'm a husky dog, king of the snow. Rev me up, hey, let's go. I'm willing, I'm loving, I'm ready to let you know. I'll be there when you need a friend. You just rev me up and let me go. And as any husky parent can tell you, those words, they're right on. The lyrics really, you can see the images of these huskies on the lawn getting ready to run and jump and dance in the snow. And, I mean, Robert, when you heard the song, I mean, I imagine you're seeing your team out there.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Now, Robert is actually, his daughter's in the junior Iditarod coming up, and they have a team out of Alaska called Ineke. So this is definitely right up our alley.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Nancy, I understand, you did a lot of research into the breeds, and you said you spent time with them, and, so you actually, really got to know them. And also they're the Malamute, the Alaska Malamute, their cousin. What inspired your lyrics, and what facts did you find most fascinating about each of these two northern breeds?
Well, I lived with a Malamute for a while. So, I was used to them. They're very, very, well, they're bigger than the Husky and so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just both of these dogs, I really like dogs that have a job to do. And they excel when you put them to work. So that's what I loved about both of these dogs. And, of course, I always pictured them working up in, the north of Canada and helping people.
Yeah, with the snow. And
yes.
It's great because, it just comes out, and we're gonna actually play Alaska Malamute at the end of the show, so folks will get to hear that, too. Now, you've also stepped outside the breeds, and you wrote a song about rescue and also one about the dog's ancestor called Wolf.
Yes.
How did both of these songs come about?
I just decided that I would do an animal shelter song because I don't write any songs about mutts or crossbreeds. That this company has really zeroed in just on the purebred dogs. And I just wanted to do something that involved every kind of dog. And I've been in the animal shelter so much, so writing the song was almost like every time I would go into a shelter, and how much you would feel the tug at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when we went in, it was to get out a greyhound. So we were looking for a specific dog, but it was always really hard to walk through.
So they're calling for you. Like you know that they're hoping that they're going to be picked.
Oh, and each one of their faces, you know. So, but I think there's one that calls to you, and that's the one you go home with.
Right, exactly. Now, what about the song "The Wolf"?
The wolf. I had to do the wolf. It's not what we call the purebred dog, but it's the ancestor of the dog. And it's just, you know, North America's gift, this incredible animal. And I think that we just have to protect them as much as we can. They could never go extinct.
And I think Robert's going to actually give a spin on wolf for us right now.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
But the wolves are headed home.
Nancy, that is just beautiful. Your voice is just beautiful in those songs.
Thank you.
Oh, they have such an ethereal yet soothing sound to them. Just love it. And that descriptive phrasing, wow, it's just it really captures the essence of the animals that you're singing about.
Oh, well, that was an emotional song to sing for some reason. It just was.
Yeah, and you know, I do think that the wolves are, you know, they do bring a lot of emotion to us, and, you know,
yeah.
we do want to keep them protected, and it's beautiful. For those of you tuning in, this is The Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're chatting with award-winning singer-songwriter Nancy Simmons, who in addition to her traditional music is also known as the dog singer of more than 101 songs about our canine companions, featuring wonderful lyrics that paint beautiful pictures of the many breeds of dogs, and you can check that out on her Musical Tales record label at musicaltales.com. You can also follow her on the Musical Tales Facebook page as well as on her website, and that's www.nancysimmons.com. And again, I'll be sharing the information over on my Five Sibes blog and on our Five Sibes Facebook page, and be sure to share the link here on Dog Works Radio under the Five Sibes show with others. Now, your songs are available via iTunes for downloading, and you also have them in CD format on your label at musicaltales.com. Is that correct, Nancy?
I do. I offer, if someone wants to make a gift of a song to someone, because it's kind of hard to give a download as a gift, so they can order individual breeds, or they can have the pick of the litter. I have one of you pick 10 breeds. I have all sorts of things you can put together.
That's really great. That's nice. It's kind of like customizing a CD for someone. That's very special.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like...
And I love that you call them litters.
I know.
So what's up next for you, Nancy?
Well, you know, I don't do as many songs as I used to. But when I finish the Tavern, usually people write to me and say, you know, we would love to hear a song of our breed. Can you do it? So I've got a list of breeds that I haven't done.
Now, is there a dog song that you have not done yet that you are specifically looking forward to doing?
Yeah, I've put off the Border Terrier for a long time, and I just is such a fantastic, neat little dog, and I love the part of the world where it comes from, so I'm looking forward to doing that one.
Oh, we're going to be really looking forward. Now, with so many breeds out there, I think it's safe to say you'll be writing dog songs for quite some time to come, and I think that's wonderful. How do you feel about that?
Well, I never ran out of material, you know, so, yeah, it's great. Like I say, I don't perform, and this is one way for me to keep my music oiled up.
Yes, and we get the pleasure of hearing your beautiful voice, so I think it's wonderful. And, you know, it's that in combination with, of course, you know, the canine companions that are so dear to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else before we move on? Because I want to read the Malamute and play that song for folks, too. But is there anything else you'd like our listeners and readers to know about your music or anything about anything coming up on Musical Tales that we haven't talked about?
No, the only thing is in YouTube, I have my own Musical Tales channel. So I have made quite a few videos put to these dog songs.
Okay.
And, so I think I have 50-something videos up there, in which I would add the Siberian Husky to that if I get the photographs.
Yes, thank you. Well, if you need help with photographs, I think Robert and I can help you with that.
That would be great. I think. Well, I love doing them, so that would be fun.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be happy to share. What do you think, Robert?
Of course.
Now, Robert, do you have anything else you want to ask Nancy?
Yeah, I'm always curious about the behind-the-scenes work, whether it comes to books, movies, music, whatever. Mm. When you record, do you record purely digital? Are you still an analog-type gal? What are you working with these days to make all this happen?
Well, I was analog until digital came in. And now I use digital. I use Pro Tools. I do everything. I write the song, I sing it, I record it, I mix it, I master it. You know, I just do everything, and it's actually quite a bit of fun.
Yeah,
so
you know, and
go ahead, Dorothy. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry. There's a little slight lag in the phone. I was just going to say, I think that's the way a lot of artists are going today. And Robert, I know we talked a little bit about this, but even with writing, because I do, you know, I do the writing and I have the small indie publishing house to put it out to. And I think there's something like it's your baby. So you actually get to be part of it right from, you know, inception to completion. So I think it does make it a little more special, too.
I often feel it's like painting a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to complete it on your own.
Robert, I'm sorry. I think I cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. I was just going to follow up to what you had said where you said you did it all. Can you give our listeners an idea about the time it takes from the time you sit down to write that first lyric until you're ready to hit play on iTunes or on your CD or whatever? What is that time frame? I know a lot of folks, when they listen to this show, they think that we just sit here and we talk on the phone, we hang up, and it's done. But there's a lot of editing and promoting and the whole nine yards that goes with it. What about with your work?
Well, when I first started, I worked a lot faster. And I went to another studio where I had an engineer for the first year. I wrote and recorded 52 songs, so it was basically one a week. But we cut it down to a three-hour session because I knew exactly what I was going to do, and we worked so well together. Since I've taken over my own engineering and I have to play all the instruments, and I'm such a perfectionist, it can take weeks now.
Wow. Yeah. And that's why it takes bands 2 or 3 years to come out with that new CD that the fans are always begging for. It's a lot of work to go from point A to point B, or from start to completion. Is that right?
Oh, it really is. Yes. It's every step, every instrument.
Oh, well,
that's all I have, Dorothy. We have about 8 minutes left. I know we want to play the last song, the Malamute song. It's about 3 minutes. Anything else you want to ask Nancy before we go?
No, but I did want to have our listeners, before we cue up the song, and we'll let the song take us out of the show, it's another beautiful song, of course, Alaskan Malamute, and I just hope that all the listeners really give a listen to her lyrics, and I'm just going to give a few here. It's Where Would You Be Without Me? I'll lead you across this big country where ships don't sail, snow it blows. Who else could pull your heavy load? Hey, I'm an Alaskan Malamute. Strong I run and straight I shoot. My Arctic blood is filled with spits. My soul belongs to the Inuit. I wear 2 coats against my skin so I can face the bitter winds. I close my eyes behind my mask and dream one day I'll lead the pack. Nancy, it's been a pleasure having you on the show and being able to share your wonderful dog songs with our audience, and I look forward to all the future songs from you, and maybe there's a Five Sides song in there somewhere.
Maybe there will be. Thanks. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Oh, it really
has
been a pleasure. And here's Nancy's Alaskan Malamute song, a tribute to our Siberian Husky's beautiful cousin dog. Enjoy listening, and don't forget, you can upload Nancy's awesome dog songs, including the 3 songs we played here today, Siberian Husky, Alaskan Malamute, and Wolf, through iTunes. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this episode of Side Vibe. See you the next time.
And we'll let this play out, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Without me, lead you across this big country, the ships don't sail, snow it blows, who else could pour your heavy load? Hey, I'm a laughing Malamute, strong I run, straight I shoot, my Arctic blood is filled with fear, so belongs to me. Against my skin, so I can face the bitter wind. I close my eyes behind my mask and dream one day I'll leave the past. Hey, bargain man with.